Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, is February the 28th, 2018, as we are in the last day of the month of February, Black History Month, and as well as Business Growth Month, as we continue our growth series and Wealth Wellness Wednesdays here at GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm super excited, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to say this slightly. I am super excited about what we're doing this year so far, as we're now closing out the second month of the new year, and now we're moving into our first quarter of the new year, month of March, which we all in business, small businesses, we call it March Madness, as well as what the NAACP does as well call it that. But let me share this with you, ladies and gentlemen, about marketing tips, tools, and tips that we're going to be sharing, wealth principles, basically activities that gets you results at the end of each month. Now, if you follow your calendar month, every 30 days, ladies and gentlemen, you should have a strategic plan in place for your 30-day period, which is going to be also the topic of our show today, which is basically going to be 10-step strategic planning process for small businesses who want to succeed. And so I'm going to be sharing with you some good tools and tips, some good nuggets here that's going to help you grow your market, your network, your business. Because again, ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the day, it's all about growth. Is your business growing? Are you growing at the same time as your business? Are you having the people around you grow as you grow, as the company grows? Growth covers two, ladies and gentlemen, of series. So basically what I'm saying is this. When you talk about strategic planning, it doesn't have to take a ton of time or resources. And too often, ladies and gentlemen, small business owners put off strategic planning until they have more time to dedicate to it. And the results are often that business stagnates and the company doesn't keep improving or growing. And that's something you do not want to do in the beginning of now. We're in the new year 2018. You want to continue to grow, continue to improve, continue to build. What are you building today? What is your company doing right now in monitor to that growth? Are you assisting your customers? Are you giving quality customer service with your target market? Do you know who your target market is? Are you reaching out? Are you promoting your company on a regular, weekly, daily basis? Remember the five P's of marketing, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about people, product, price, place, promotion. I'm going to keep iterating this until we get it sunk into our being, our core of our business, so we can start promoting like never before. March Madness, promotions. Companies spend millions of dollars, ladies and gentlemen, promoting their product or service. You, on the other hand, who may not have such capital to do so, have another way of promoting your company, and we're going to talk about the strategic planning process that you can do as a small business owner across the country. No matter what city and state you're in, ladies and gentlemen, you can do this, and I'm super excited. A reference to that, but we're going to be talking about here today, and it's going to give you some insights that you probably have already heard or haven't heard, or if you have, copious notes and start implementing it today, as well as making sure that your team gets educated on it as well. So that way you have a team of people promoting and putting together a strategic planning process to help you grow. That is the most important commodity to me on the planet, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about growth. Because if we're not growing, we're just existing, we're not living. And we're not here to do that. So, without further ado, 10 steps again. We're going to talk about it. Step number one, gather your team. If you have a meeting place where you guys go over things as far as what the business is concerned, your business is concerned, you want to kind of give some insights, some ideas, some suggestions from your group who's part of your group to help you put some things together that may work. It's not bad for business owners to listen to their team or employees or people that they have up under them, because they can sometimes give you some insights that can make your business rock, grow fast. Because they're in the trenches and they see the daily operations, and sometimes we as business owners may overlook a few things. There could be some tips there, some nuggets there that you can get from your group. And remember, teamwork do make the dream work, and together everyone achieves more. So when we talk about that, you want to gather your team, have a meeting with them, and give some insights toward asking for toward what can we do to grow? What are we missing here? And what can we do to expand our business, our network? That's going to be step number one. Step number two, you know, it's always going to be something when we talk about analysis of your business, giving your business some kind of measurement there so you can see exactly what works in what departments that you may have. If you're a brick-and-mortar location, or if you have an internet-based business and you have products, or you're a service business, or you're both, you want to give some analysis as to what moves in your company, what's moving well and what's not. You know, we plaster the wall all the time with big 3M sticky notepads and posters, and everybody want to write down something. But you want to look at opportunities, ladies and gentlemen, basically, and also look write down things that's going to kill the business that you want to stay away from or avoid. So you want to kind of put some things together. This is what we're going to be focused on. This is the part that we stay away from. And you want to get your group, your team together to help you put all this in place. And you also, too, step number three, you want to look at your competitors. We don't always do this in the half-day company retreats, but let me share this with you, ladies and gentlemen. But we definitely spend time each year, if we're looking at our competitors' website, what they do on social media, what we do as far as their advertising is concerned, what promotions they're running for the week, how much traffic they're getting, you want to look at that and see what you can do to duplicate and maximize the moment thereof and generate more out of that. And basically, you always can find something that your competitors are doing well and then some things that they're not doing well. But the thing is to you do as what you need to do to help your business grow on a regular, consistent basis. Your focus as a business owner, ladies and gentlemen, should be about growth, not only just financially, but also population-wise and the number of people you got coming and purchasing from you. Remember this, it doesn't take a whole lot to charge people certain things. A little bit does a lot. But if we get everybody to do their part and everybody play their role that's on your team, then you can generate the revenue you want without having to upsell or charge a lot to be out of market where you have your competitors charging less and they're getting all of the contacts. Well, you don't want to do that. So you want to make sure you're doing your part to stay ahead and not behind. Step number four. Look at markets. Now, we ask how different customer segments are changing, and our services still meet needs, basically, but you want to make sure, are you asking the right question? Are you getting the feedback from your repetitive or repeat business customers? And making sure that you have on your website an interactive website where they can give you feedback on a particular product or service that you provided. And then how can you make an improvement, incentives that you may give, certain discounts, certain this or that, or even just giving them a thank you as a follow-up for purchasing from you. A little bit, ladies and gentlemen. It only takes a little bit to gain the multitude. And it doesn't take a whole lot of money or capital to do this. It is just basically being courteous, giving the great, excellent customer service that you can provide each of your customers who come in and purchase direct from you off your website or even if you have a brick-and-mortar location. And if you're online, like most of us are, which I am too, you want to have something for them to look at your site, making sure that it's interactive and that they can buy now. Make it easy for them to navigate to the points and places you want them to go so they can make the decision and purchase right now. So when you look at your markets, you want to look at what segments of your markets are you reaching out to. How many people do you have in this group? What age demographics are you hitting? And what age demographics are you not hitting? Who's the most wanted that's going to communicate with you versus on social media, your website? If you have your marketing materials out, when they call and contact you, and who you have that's going to take your calls? Who do you have that's going to be courteous enough to give them the information that they're looking for when asked a question? So you want to look at your market. Step number five, ask your employees. Now we ask our employees what would help with efficiency. How can we better our whatever designs we come up with? And then also marketing materials, what can we do to reach out and hand out more? So whatever community you're in, and no matter what part of the city or the country you are or state you're in, you want to make sure you do this regularly. So I'm really excited and super excited about this opportunity where we can build and grow our network in the area where we do business. So when you ask your employees, you want to kind of get that process and get them to give you the breakdown of what they see regularly that they can do to make improvements. You always want to get that, ladies and gentlemen, from your group, from your team. Now, you can also ask your customers. That's the step number six. This is helpful, though, ladies and gentlemen. A few key customers, what can they do to serve them better? Remember the feedback. Your website, if you have an interactive website, ladies and gentlemen, they can give you feedback reference to the service and quality of that service that they was provided with a questionnaire that they can answer online. Or you can send them out a flyer or information direct, or if they're in there directly and you're interactive with them directly, then you can ask them straight up face-to-face. Now, I will say this. You want to be courteous enough to get them to give you the honest, open, honest answer. So that way, when it comes to service deliveries, if you're delivering a particular product to a customer, you want to make sure you do it on a timely basis. Now, if you're a service business, such as myself, as well as a product business, then you want to make sure on the service side you get the feedback right away. And basically, I'm getting feedback on the decisive websites that we design for our clients and making sure that it is what they wanted. And not only that, the time frame it took for us to put it together for them. How long did it take for you to build this website? And then also the marketing tools and materials that we share with them on a regular basis to help them grow. It's not just building a website that matters. It's also how do we market the website that we just built for them. So we give them consultative information to help them market it and grow that thereof on social media, through the search engines, doing SEO, search engine optimization, and also doing AdWords and keywords for them that represents their brand, their business, their company. So you always want to ask your customers. Step number seven, identify your brick rocks. Now, I love Dr. Stephen Covey. This is one of my books, and I'm reading the seven highly habits of highly effective people. So when you look at the books that you're reading, that you're keeping in contact with to help towards your growth, you want to read books that's going to be on the level. So identifying your big rocks, Dr. Stephen Covey introduced the big rocks concept to the world to explain the importance of focusing on the big thing first before spending all of your time chasing and taking care of the little things. This concept is absolutely true in business, where I see big rocks as the things that you can do to take your business to the next level. If you don't take the time, ladies and gentlemen, to name the big rocks and be focused on the big rocks, you will continuously get sidetracked into putting out the daily fires and dealing with the daily tasks before you wake up one day and see that your business has fallen behind. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, you have gone through steps 1 through 6 above. Let me share this with you. It is time to pick 3 and 5 of the ideas expressed somewhere on what I'm sharing with you, so you can basically take the note and focus on this year in order to make the most positive impact on your business. Now, if you understand the big rock theory, you want to look at that. And watch the video, as always, on the big rock theory by Dr. Stephen Covey, one of my favorite authors of the books that I read through him. And I'm going to share this with you, ladies and gentlemen. There's many other books that I do share, that I do read on a regular basis. Napoleon Hill Foundation, of course, Thinking and Grow Rich, as well as, you know, I listen to, or watch rather, read books through a lot of the other authors that I feel that is going to be on a level that's going to be helpful, something that you can identify with and continue to grow. Again, it's all about growth, ladies and gentlemen. Step number 9, report progress regularly. Decide if you should meet weekly, biweekly, or monthly to report progress in your order to ensure your plan is being carried out. The leader at the company needs to make these meetings sacred and hold their members accountable for delivering on the assigned tasks. And if you do this, ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you will win. Again, utilizing the win formula, what's important now, you want to make sure you keep that on a regular, consistent basis. Report progress regularly. I share this with all of my business owners, everybody who we talk with on a regular basis, and everybody who's also introduced on our show. Because you can also come on our show, you can talk about your company and business and your successes. We want to hear those stories. And not only that, but we can also advertise on the show. It's just $25 a month. And you can go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net, and you can check out that as well. Now, and then step number 10, last but not least, repeat the process once a year. That's it. The tools needed for this process includes snacks, drinks, if you want to do a retreat or have a meeting on a regular basis with your team, the people that's helping you build and grow your network, your business, your brand, and also your customers. You want to give some incentives for them to also share with you on ways that help that, and then have them as your runners that they can talk about and share with others that they know about your product or service that you're providing. And also going to your website. Is it interactive? If it's not, you need to update that. If you have an e-commerce site where your people can purchase and buy online direct to your website, you want to make sure it's easy for them to navigate to the section that they need to get to. Those are the things that's needed, that must be needed right away. And so with that, ladies and gentlemen, this is what it's going to take this year, 2018, ladies and gentlemen, for your 10-step strategic planning process for your business. If you who want to succeed to this year and every year, you want to can repeat that. You want to repeat the business, and if you haven't done so, it's time now to do so today. Start today, and I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, you will see a new light and a new life in your company that you've never seen before. And again, you want to continue to give great, excellent customer service. I stress this again to every business owner. You want to do this regularly with them. You want to stay on top. You want to build your strategic relationships with key people on a regular, consistent basis. And the more you do this, ladies and gentlemen, the better you are, the stronger you are. And guess what? You won't have any problem getting what you want. But again, it's all about the PHP effect, people helping people. You help enough people get what they want, guess what, ladies and gentlemen, you automatically get what you want. I'm super excited for this lesson for today, for this talk today. And thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm again your host, Ed Peterson. And as always, I want to say this for my brother Les Brown. It's been a fun, pleasure, as well as a privilege. And as always, going to continue to share with you Wealth Wednesdays, ladies and gentlemen. Again, Wealth Wednesdays here at GTE Professional Radio. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing at 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, like clockwork, like never before, as we continue to share and give you tools and tips and help as many small businesses across this country and around the globe, because that is what GTE is all about, Global Touch Enterprise. And we want to continue to share with you this and continue on, ladies and gentlemen. Keep building the dream and keep building your faith.